Whilst Holmes' relationship with Watson remains teasingly ambiguous, Wilder makes the relationship with his brother Mycroft explicitly stormy, pushing the sibling rivalry much further than the original stories. And to play Mycroft, Wilder boldly chose an actor who had become typecast as another great Victorian fictional character, Count Dracula.
The greatest director I've ever worked with. He said to me, I want you to look unlike any other character you've ever played. I don't care what you've done. I want you to be my Mycroft. I think at one point during a rehearsal, we disturbed some bats which flew over, and he kind of looked at me and said, this must make you feel quite at home. Only time.
My version of Mycroft is entirely extrapolated from Christopher Lee's version. And what Billy Wilder did was essentially go one step further than Doyle by implying that Mycroft was the British government. They implied that that would probably mean he wasn't very nice. And as a sort of uber-establishment figure who regards his little brother as something of a loose cannon. But essentially what Mycroft wants to do is to bring him inside the tent. He can't bear the idea that he's got this kind of rogue element with his surname running around in a deerstalker.
Holmes' emotions begin to cloud his judgment. Having come under the spell of the mysterious Madame Valadon, it is left to his elder brother, Mycroft, to reveal to him that she is not all that she seems.
It was essential to keep the information from your client.
You went to all those lengths to prevent Madame Valadon from finding...
Mycroft tells Sherlock Holmes things that Holmes most certainly did not know. He said, you, my dear brother, have been working for the Wilhelmstrasse.